anything. You can start off talking. Well, they used to cover everything if they talk long enough.
Uh-huh.
First they talk about one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always have to go to something else to top that thing, you know, to get deeper into it, you know.
Does it usually end in a fight?
It used to. Not so much now. I think they do it more in jest than anything else. And and not always, because we used to do it just in play, you know, and we wouldn't let any grown people hear us, you know, hear us do it. And that would be certain people you could do it with and it didn't make you mad. And other people could, excuse me, I think I'm going to see. Other people would do it and, you know, you just know when it was serious or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, did girls do it too?
Girls did it too, yeah.
Did they do it as much as the boys?
Yeah, some girls did. I mean, just like some girls would, well, when I was in grade school, some girls would fight more than the boys.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
It's just natural for the girl to do it as it would be for a boy. The only difference, I think, in between now and then is that the girls and boys were more cautious about doing it around any adult in the neighborhood. You know,
they used to be more.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't let. It would always be one or two who just didn't care.
Yeah.
But by and large, everybody else wouldn't let. If anybody's mama, anybody's neighbor, you know, who was adult, was close enough to hear it, they wouldn't do it. I mean, if somebody overheard it, you know, they'd be in trouble. But if they knew somebody was listening, they would lighten up more than kids do now. They'll just, if you bad, that's your business, you know. They'll just let you have it. It's too bad, you know. So what? There you are.
In Playing the Dozens, do these things ever rhyme? Have you ever heard it when they rhyme?
Oh, sometimes. Sometimes they would. I just can't think of anything now. Sometimes they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they wouldn't.
Can you remember examples of the kind of thing people say?
Mm-mm. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They just say things. It wouldn't rhyme, you know. Sometimes they say your mama's dirty drawers or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature. Or they talk about, they could say anything about you or your house or how they thought you, they describe how somebody looks, you know, oh, ugly this, you know. I just can't even begin to sit up here.
Is this mainly blacks that do it, or are there whites and Mexicans that do it too?
I think whites and Mexicans do it. They probably just didn't call it Playing the Dozens. They just probably call it something else, but I know as human as everybody is, that everybody gets angry or jokingly talks like that. I know, you know, sometimes you call it picking at me, you know, picking at a child, you know.
Uh-huh.
They probably call it teasing, you know, and I don't know what, because I know those kids do it at work, and those Mexican kids talk, and it just hurts them, you know, and they'll say, he's talking for my mama, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about, the other one is talking about that one's mama,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
And, he's talking for, you know, for something like that. That's where they express it.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's talking for my mama. Well, he probably says something about his mama, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. They just don't say Playing the Dozens, but